seventh Perek of Eidus, ninth Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Nechudia ben Gudgoida. This person, Tana, testified al Chereshes Yasi Avia, she yoytzes beget, a woman who was deaf mute. So be'etzem, she's not considered a balas das, but if she got married by her father. Her father did the marriage for her when she was a ketana, because a person can marry up his daughter when she's a ketana, and there would be room to say, well, he can marry her up, but she can't get divorced because she's deaf mute. Lamaisa, since he married her off, she can get a get by the fact that her father accepts the get. Yeah. A ketana bas Yisrael, she nisses is the koyin. Shechias b'tshuma. Bas Yisrael, even though she's a ketana, she's not yet bas mitzvah. Once she got married to a kohen, she can eat tshuma. The question is, why can't she eat tshuma over here? Here seems sounds like a case where she has nesuim derabbanan. Not that her father married her off, which would be nesuim deraisa, but her mother or her brother married her off, which is only nesuim derabbanan. Even so, she can eat tshuma. It's talking about tshuma derabbanan. The mesa bala yolshem. Also, the masakin that if she dies, her husband inherits her whatever she owns. Also, this is the derabbanan. Another thing that he testified was alamirish agozel shabonah bebira. Someone stole a beam and he built it into a house. Sheitan is dumb of the famous takanas hashovim that it's too complicated to take apart the whole building. He won't be chayz of a tshuva because this is to make it easier for him, so that he just gives the value and he doesn't have to give back the actual beam. A chatas gezula, someone stole a chatas. He stole an animal. He brought it as a chatas. If people were not aware that this is stolen, shimechaperes. They made a takana that should be mechaper. Why? Mifnei takanas amizbeach. We're afraid the kohanim are going to get nervous. They're not going to want to bring any kabanas because maybe it's stolen. So therefore, they said that hefken bes and hefken, even if it is stolen, it's a kosher chatas, and therefore the kohanim don't have to be nervous.